this announcement from the president. This is as it should be, and we believe that this is a step in the right direction. It has been our prayer and our desire that at some point, the necessary steps towards dialogue. We are on record a few weeks ago where we were installing one of our bishops, and we were privileged to have Her Honor, the Vice President of the Republic of Zambia, as our guest of honor. We used that opportunity to call upon our leaders to see to it that they would be able to find ways of talking to one another. And we were very elaborate on that call, and the Vice President responded very positively to that.
So Bishop Banda, was the concern of the church and some organizations in Zambia that the political tension is as a result of the two gentlemen, the president and the former president, sharp disagreement or criticism of each other, the reason why political tension has risen in the country?
Our perspective is that that's not the only aspect. It's an important aspect, but that's not the only. There are various facets to this which have contributed to the build-up in the tension. So I would want to clarify that and say that no, that's not the only, but it's an important and key facet, and that is why we welcome that portion of it. You know very well that to be able to pull the nation together, it takes more than just two individuals, and these two individuals, the president as incumbent and the former president, are very key in their standing. However, you know that there are many other functionaries and many other facets and stakeholders to the peace building process.
As part of the peace process, yes. Bishop Banda, if these two leaders were to smoke the peace pipe, should they address the public jointly or issue a statement to decrease the tension?
That's a possibility. We can't be overly prescriptive as to what they should do as and when they meet. However, it would be desirable and it may be useful for some level of joint communique. They all have their parties that they have to keep in mind. But for the nation, that would be useful.
As the church and as Zambians as well, what are your expectations after the president made the promise to make this olive branch gesture to his colleague, the former president, to smoke the peace pipe? What should be the expectations, and how soon do you think this should happen?
Our expectations would be that when a high-level pronouncement is made like that, it's a directive, so we expect that the functionaries and those functionaries that are attached to the national processes, we expect that by now they're probably already in motion trying to see how best this could be done, and the sooner definitely the better.